Daily Rest, Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. The theme for this week's devotions is Mary's Magnificat. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Luke 1:48 and 49. A song of humility. What is the source of such an exuberant song of praise? Sure, Mary was excited about the message of the angel and Elizabeth's unexpected greeting, yet if Mary felt like she deserved this favor from God, she would not have been nearly as joyful. She may have felt more like, well, it's about time, or I was expecting you. Such exuberant joy only comes from a heart of genuine humility. It was the joyful surprise that God has done great things for me. For me. Think of it. God is about to fulfill the most important promise that will change the course of history forever, and he comes to two lowly, unknown women. They both express their surprise. Elizabeth says, "But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Luke 1:43. And Mary considers herself a lowly servant, saying, "The Lord has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant." It was great news that the Messiah was coming, but that God has done this for me, that is astounding. It's amazing that God even acknowledges mankind. King David marveled at that when he gazed up at the stars. "What is man that you are mindful of him?" Psalm 8:4. But that God's Son would come here to suffer and die for me, as unworthy as I am, that he would give me eternal life? That is unexpected joy. With a proper understanding of our true unworthiness, we can't help but be filled with the greatest praise that God has done such great things for me. So who am I that I should live and he should die under the rod? My God, why have you not forsaken me? Worship Supplement 755, verse 3. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.